Speechware Document 75. Now Ringland Waterways. From a message of the President read before Congress, March 25, 1908. Ample provisions should be made for a permanent waterways commission, with whatever power is required to make it effective. The reasonable expectation of the people will not be met, unless the Congress provides at this session for the beginning and prosecution of the actual work of waterway improvement and control. The Congress should recognize in fullest fashion the fact that the subject of the conservation of our natural resources, with which this commission deals, is literally vital for the future of the nation. Numerous bills granting water power rights in navigable streams have been introduced. None of them give the government the right to make a reasonable charge for the valuable privileges so granted, in spite of the fact that these water power privileges are equivalent to many thousands of acres of the best coal lands for their production of power. Nor is any definite time limit set, as should always be done in such cases. I shall be obliged hereafter, in accordance with the policy stated in a recent message, to veto any water power bill which does not provide for a time limit and for the right of the President or of the Secretary concerned to fix and collect such a charge, as he may find to be just and reasonable in each case. The End. A concluding word from Robert J. Kunigel. Dear American Patriot hopes you enjoy our books. Theodore Roosevelt lived his life in a manner that is the only way possible to make government responsive to the people. He has written how to make meaningful reform possible not only for his generation but for future generations, if we read what he has said. We only need to interest others in reading what he has said to transform our government. Reading the books in dramericanpatriot.com and having others do the same will develop citizens and leaders capable of transforming American politics into a system of government that will be honest and responsive to a square deal. A square deal has no special deals for the rich, the middle class, or the poor. Our government today has degenerated into a system that rewards citizens for not being productive. It promotes entitlements under the guise of helping people, when in fact it only helps politicians to protect their own royal positions. Policies that foster a special privileged class was the type of government policies Theodore Roosevelt fought against and won. He was a visionary. He knew this fight would need to be fought through the ages, if we were to keep our country strong. He was an intrepid pioneer that blazed a trail through a jungle of corrupt government, so that others might follow his proven and highly successful common sense approach toward honest government. His fearless course helped make America a beacon of hope to all that seek justice. His endless devotion to America helped make America a superpower that no just nation has needed to fear as long as our citizens value his lofty, resolute square deal policy toward our fellow citizens and those of other nations. Theodore Roosevelt's greatest gift to this country is before us. It is not in the past, if we, as Americans, recognize that his message is not just a story from American history pages. His message is an example, clearly defined. It details actions that are required, if we desire to do something meaningful for our country. Join the good fight today. You only need to read and interest others to do the same. David Boyd, repeating what he had read, once said, "The person we become is because of our experiences in life, the people we meet, and the books we read." It is time to have others meet Theodore Roosevelt. It is time for Theodore Roosevelt's revival. Fear God and do your own part. Dare to help make Theodore Roosevelt the standard and not the exception. America needs to adopt a wise, fearless and honest role model, as the standard we revere, so that our public servants know what we expect. The first step to honest government is no harder than setting proper standards of conduct for our public servants through the use of a proper role model. Can you find one quality in Theodore Roosevelt that is not right in a public servant? If you think you can, I bet your conjecture is based upon something other than truth and honest reasoning, and this American would love an opportunity to debate any such conjecture.